It's been 60 years since the fighting ended in Korea. Daryl Krenz of Dane County was in the war shortly after it began in 1950 as a teenager who had just joined the U.S. military. At a Milwaukee ceremony organized by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Krenz described an early and bloody battle of the war.
First man in my platoon, he was my first gunner on a bazooka. He didn't think there was nothing going on. He just stood up, and that was the last time he stood up.
Krenz was captured in July of 1950 and held as a prisoner until near the end of the war. He says he almost didn't survive sub-zero temperatures or beatings by guards and witnessed the deaths of many other U.S. prisoners. Still, with the help of a church group, Krenz went back to Korea a couple years ago. He says it was a pleasant surprise.
Some of the guys in our legion, they said, why in the hell would you ever want to go back to Korea after you went through that all that? We're so glad we did. They treated us like kings and queens.
Kim Sang-il, the Korean consul general in Chicago, praised the Korean veterans for their service. Sang-il says thanks to the U.S. military fighting 60-plus years ago, the Korean economy has prospered.
Korea has grown to be a full-fledged democracy, and we are no longer an aid-receiving country, but an aid-giving country.
About 800 people from Wisconsin died in the Korean War, part of a U.S. death toll of more than 30,000. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.